is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Facebook takes a big step into the home device market, launching not one but a pair of video chat devices that will give it a deeper connection to what users do in their homes. It's called the Portal and Portal Plus, equipped with cameras, microphones, and touchscreens, and even Amazon's Alexa. Well, a dive into the home device market amid intense scrutiny of its handling of user data be awkward? We'll get more after these tech headlines. Speaking of Facebook, the company has set its sights on Africa, recently helping lay nearly 500 miles of fiber optic cable in Uganda, its largest effort on the continent and just one of the many such projects aimed at connecting the approximately 3.8 billion people who are still without internet around the world. Analysts say the lack of connectivity on the continent is a central impediment to increasing economic growth. The Journal's Alexandra Wexler has more at WSJ.com. Ride-hailing firm Lyft has a new CMO. It's hired Joy Howard as its chief marketing officer as the firm continues to expand in North America. Howard will be tasked with winning over consumers who have an increasing number of ride-hailing options. Lyft spent $69 million on U.S. media in 2017 alone, not including spending with some digital platforms. That's up $47 million from the year before. Netflix plans to open a new film and television production hub in New Mexico, the latest venture in the streaming entertainment giant's ambitions to expand its cache of content. In buying ABQ Studios, Netflix plans to hire a management company to oversee employees. The state would provide Netflix up to $10 million in economic development funding, while the city committed up to $4.5 million for the project. Netflix said it plans to produce film and TV series such as Daybreak, Chambers, and Messiah in the new facility. Coming up, with its new video chat system, Facebook dives into the home device market. So even as Facebook faces intense scrutiny of its privacy practices from U.S. and European regulators, it's launching a pair of video chat devices called the Portal and Portal Plus that will allow customers to make video calls to their connections on Facebook or its chat app, Messenger. Here to tell us more about it, joining us from our San Francisco bureau, is The Wall Street Journal's Deepa Seetharaman. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So here comes Facebook with the Portal, trying a big hand at a very important device market. What does Facebook have for us?
So they announced a pair of video chat devices. The intended use is the ability to call people who have Facebook or Messenger. You don't need Portal to call somebody else through it. They just need to have Facebook or Messenger. And it's happening. It's being launched in the middle of probably one of the biggest privacy crises
that
ever hit the company.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's exactly it. Some would call it very interesting timing with all the scrutiny Facebook is facing over personal data and access to it. How big are the concerns about privacy in this rollout? Or better, how carefully are they handling these concerns?
The concerns are massive, right? I mean, this year hasn't been a great year in terms of Facebook building credibility with users and giving them the feeling that their data is safe. You had Cambridge Analytica. They just announced a couple of weeks ago the largest security breach in their history. I mean, this is information. They're in the information business. They're supposed to secure and protect user info, and they haven't this year. There's been evidence of them not having done that this year. So it's a massive concern among consumers. The company knows this and is trying to introduce features that would help people feel a little more comfortable. You can, when you hit mute, the mute button, it stops recording voice and audio, voice and visuals. And that's a security feature that Amazon, the Echo, has. Another route is they've introduced what they call a privacy shutter. And it's just like a mask for the camera, so it can't see around you. And then they've gone to great lengths to explain, here's the type of data we don't collect, which is anything about your video calls. We don't use the information in any way. We don't store the information. But it's not a company with a great track record of privacy and of keeping this information confidential. Who's to say that it won't be collected down the line, that information about the calls you make won't be collected down the line? I mean, Facebook insists that it won't, but there is this lingering doubt among consumers that, hey, there'll be a bait and switch. So the company is really has a kind of an uphill battle here in terms of convincing its potential customers that it's safe to use.
Mm-hmm. There's no lack of challenges either because, you know, hardware is still newish territory for Facebook as well. Is it ready to take on another big stab at a really important market like this?
I mean, we'll see. The privacy issues are one thing, but actually getting a handle on a supply chain and shipping things on time and making sure the products actually work, that's an equally difficult set of challenges. And in a normal news cycle, those would be the challenges we're talking about. And we haven't been in a normal news cycle in quite some time.
True.
But those are different challenges that Facebook is also contending with. They were initially going to unveil this product at their F8 developer conference in May. They pulled back for a variety of reasons, one of which was the device wasn't ready. They also had privacy challenges. It was much sooner or much closer to the initial outbreak of the Cambridge Analytica crisis. So they have multiple challenges here. Last year, Mark Zuckerberg put one of his most trusted lieutenants, Andrew Bosworth, called Boz internally, and he gave Boz this big job, and it's to oversee all AR, VR consumer hardware efforts. And, you know, this is the first major product that's been developed and shipped under Boz. And so we'll see how it goes. You know, we'll see how the company fares this time. They've learned a lot from previous experiences.
Very good. We'll see how it goes. Deba, thanks as always.
Yeah, thank you.
And that is Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.